This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
My name's Enoch Malangi. I'm a descendant of the Bugarrman Nation, which is up in Palm Island. I'm a student at UTS. I study a Bachelor of Communication in Journalism. I grew up in Waterloo. And I think I identify as a writer now.
Lovely. So can you explain to us about RAW?
So RAW is this initiative. It's the first time it's been run. It's for Indigenous filmmakers / writers. It's run in support of Artology, AFTERS, which is Australian Film, Television, Radio School, and ABC, Indigenous ABC. So it's a competition where people, Indigenous people from all over the country, sort of apply with a story idea, and then they shortlist people, and then from that they choose three people, and then it's done with the mentorship of Wayne Blair and Leah Purcell, which has been really cool. And yeah, it's just to develop the creative potential, you know, through this I feel like it's an experimental learning in, you know, writing for television, which, you know, you don't really get these experiences at uni.
Mm-hmm. And so you're the winner of this initiative?
So three people were shortlisted, and from that three, I was chosen. The good thing about this initiative is that the two people who weren't chosen get to come forward with me and write an episode for the web series. And those two people are Cindy Hill from Woorabinda and Kate and Pearson from Armidale. So it's been really fun.
Is this a new comedy series?
So it's a comedy web series called All My Friends Are Racist. And basically it's a show about three Indigenous students, early 20-somethings, you know, embarking on their next stage of their life. I guess like all three of them are mates who have different ideas on what being young and black means in 2017. And they all have different ideas on that. And, you know, they also have different ideas on what success means to them. I guess the show's also, I'd say the show's also about breaking stereotypes. Oftentimes we never get to see young Indigenous characters existing outside of these environments and settings that, you know, oftentimes Australian film and television place them. Sometimes, like, we see, you know, our culture only really ever existing in Redfern / Waterloo and the Outback, which is not a bad thing, but, you know, Indigenous people sort of live everywhere in Australia, and, you know, there's probably a black fella who lives in every suburb in Sydney, and I think our story should reflect that as well. So, like, I guess, like, you know, when's the last time you've seen, you know, two young Indigenous characters eating lunch in Chinatown?
Is this from life experiences as well?
Yeah, so it's loosely based off experiences, you know, in regards to casual racism. I went to a private school on an Indigenous scholarship, and I think there was probably me and another black fellow, like, in this whole school, but he would have been in top, like, a lot. He would have finished high school by the time I was in year eight. But it's, you know, it's about sort of making friends with all these people. And, you know, I got, like, lots of Abbo jokes, like, a lot of the time. And you sort of talk to, you know, sometimes it's just easier to just, like, smile. You know, it's an all-boys school. Like, if you get upset, you're a buzzkill, whatever. And then it wasn't until I finished high school. I remember being at this house party with a bunch of my high school friends, and, you know, one of my friends said the joke. I said an Abbo joke, and I think for me it was just like enough was enough. I wasn't in high school anymore, and I guess that's where the title of the show came through. And in my head, I just remember thinking, like, oh my God, all my friends are racist, and I'm an idiot for allowing myself to put up with this for so long, because, I don't know, in high school it's different. Like, you sort of smile just to survive, but, you know, we're not in high school anymore, and there are other people who, you know, lots of family and friends who are black who, you know, would have been like crap. Yeah.
And what was the creative process, like your researching and writing?
I had no experience in screenwriting, which is the really cool thing about Raw. They were more interested in stories than they were in the actual technical side of writing, which is cool because then it brings in like people who are poets, people who are visual artists, but just want to tell a story. So for me, my experience in writing was just, you know, poetry on the side and journalism for uni. And I gave screenwriting a crack, and I've been learning, so I haven't really had an extensive experience in screenwriting.
You're writing the script. Are you also jumping behind the camera as well?
There will be opportunity for me to, you know, work on set during production. That's if the pitch is approved by the ABC, but there will be options for me to, like, you know, shadow produce with maybe Wayne Blair and Leah Purcell and Lilia Namanuz from Raw. There will be opportunities to, like, talk with directors and just, it's more for me learning about the process of making, you know, making a web series rather than, you know, doing it all, because right now I'm probably in a place where I just want to sponge up as much information as possible so I can, you know, if I do want to go on and create something else, I have the tools to do so.
So how do you feel about this whole process at the moment?
I really like it. It's been such an amazing experience so far. Also, just to, you know, for me, the biggest thing was meeting other passionate Indigenous storytellers who, you know, who like writing. And oftentimes it's hard when you're young and, you know, you're not from a family who's in that industry. So for me, it was getting to meet two people who passionate and getting to work with them still, even though Cindy's up in Woorabinda, like, we still talk every day about the story, we talk about the writing, we also talk about things like outside of, you know, this project, like what sort of stories would we be interested in doing next and brainstorming and stuff.
So how did you feel pitching your concepts to the amazing Leah Purcell and Wayne Blair? And
they were really nice, but I was just so nervous because I had never done anything like this before. But being in the room, they were, like, so chill, and so it was more a conversation about the story rather than, you know, this huge professional pitch. And that's what I was really worried about. So I got really nervous at first, but then, you know, as the pitch went on, I sort of, like, let loose, and, you know, the other two pitched, like, had a really great experience as well.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.